Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, and proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X, capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Ooh, Jumbo. How y'all doing? Hump day, the fourth day of the week. Fuha. Ine. Siku. What? Fuha wa ine. Siku. Fourth day. Hump day, middle of the week. Let us start off by acknowledging the true geniuses of this world. And today, blacks, BLX, black, BLACK, radio, we're talking about the world's greatest genius, but nobody want to call him what he truly is. That would be Sir Mr. George Washington Carver. Mr. GWC. No one calls this man a genius, but let me see all the things that this man created. He was a chemist who discovered hundreds of products from peanuts, sweet potatoes, soybeans, and pecans. Some of his inventions include milk to drink, plastics, paints, dyes, cosmetics, medicinal oils, soap, ink, wood stains, synthetic rubber, gasoline, wood fillers, rope, breakfast cereal, synthetic silk, shoe polish, molasses, postage stamp, glue, flour, vinegar, adhesives, axle grease, bleach, buttermilk, chili sauce, fuel briquettes, instant coffee, linoleum, mayonnaise, tenderizer, metal polish, paper, plastic, pavement, shaving cream, talcum powder, and rope rotation. His work helped Southern farmers improve their soil economy. He also advocated for interracial cooperation and nutrition in developing nations. Now, let me speak upon that. He also advocated for interracial cooperation and nutrition. That's where he made his biggest mistake. See, what most folks don't understand is he wasn't educated, but he was sophisticated. The reason that the man was sophisticated is unbeknownst to most people is that he was raised with around a white family who had a daughter. And the father, being aware of this young boy, when his testicles dropped, made him do something to his daughter, they castrated George Washington Carver. You know, that is the reason the man had a high-pitched voice. So that's why a lot of black really kind of, you know, nobody want to hear that. You're coming up here talking with that old 65-like voice and so on and so forth. I can imagine, you know, because I'm a black man, so I'm, you know, I'm known as a young man. I'm hearing this man with his high-pitched voice, and he talking with knowledge one more time. He had knowledge. You see what I'm saying? Because Gordon Gould allowed this to happen so that he could create what he created. One more time. See, he was never into, you know, women because he didn't have any balls. When they dropped, they got rid of them. But That's needed. But the most important aspect is this man is the genius. One more time. When he went to all these different places, D.C. and all this, he sat out and he told him how to make this country prosperous for everybody. One more time. He also advocated for interracial cooperation and nutrition in developing nations. So if he advocating for that over there, why do you think he ain't advocating that over here? Now, what happened was, one more time, the whites, the offspring, the culture vultures, they heard everything that the man said, and they took his knowledge and used it to elevate themselves. One more time. See? Because how is it possible that all this stuff I just named, you can't hear, he's not considered a genius? How? How is it possible that a white offspring, culture vulture, is a genius because he had a job where he could read other people's material? But this man and all them products I just ran off, he's not even heard in the word genius. Nobody even says it. Why? Because he was a black man. He did what all blacks and black people do, men and women. The three W's. He changed the whole wide world. It's time. It's time. One more time. For those with the feet of polished gold and the head of the wolf of lamb, stop allowing those who don't have the feet of polished gold, those who don't have the head of the wolf of lamb, to tell us who he is and who they is. You understand what I'm saying? Here's this man made all this stuff, and one more time he advocated for interracial. So if he went to so you know damn well he was doing that. He told them the secret of how to make this country prosperous for everybody, for every United States citizen, and those in the position of power was like, man, please, we ain't giving them neat 1, 2, 3 herbs, nothing. One more time. They not worthy. Why would we want to give them something? Because, one more time, once we get the information from them, we good to go. It's one more time. One more time. It's just like Lyndon Johnson said. Lyndon Johnson said it himself. If you can con, 1, 2, 3, this, the lowest white man, that he's better than the best colored man, he won't notice you're picking his pocket. Hell, give him somebody to look down on, and he'll even empty his pocket for you. One more time. One more time. This man created all these products, and he's not considered a genius. There's nothing that did all this stuff, man. Look at all this stuff. Hold up, man. Look at all this stuff, my man. Wow. Chili sauce. Instant coffee. I'm just looking at this stuff about how they make instant coffee. But how they make instant coffee? George Washington coffee. GWC, homie. Shoe polish. Synthetic silk. Breakfast cereal. Gasoline. Buttermilk. Bleach. Lanolin. Pavement. Pavement, homie. The pavement outside. GWC, homie. From now, man, look at all this. I didn't know he did all metal polish, paper, plastic. Come on, when they say paper, plastic, you mean GWC? When they ask me, do I want a bag, you mean GWC? Man, look at all this stuff that this man created. I didn't even know he made all this stuff, man. I knew about the paints and stuff, lotions, but wow, soap, synthetic rubber, that would be, tires, man, please. I am so glad that I get to speak upon the world's genius, not a genius, the world's genius. Yes, all that this man created, genius. Partner, The man is a genius. And there's absolutely no way that anybody on the face of this earth can ever come to me and make me see anything that they involved in anymore. I did not know. I knew he had some invention, but man, wow, gasoline? Come on, man. And this man is not a genius. Man, please. My goal, we go to goals. Man, it's getting ready to be happening. He is not going to continuously allow those who don't have a feet of polished gold, those who don't have a head of wolf or lamb, keep disrespecting and dishonoring those who do. One more time. I was able to find Matthew 1:23 because Jesus has no feet of polished gold and he has no head of wolf or lamb. So that's when I went to looked up and asked him who I am. Who am I? And he told me to go to Matthew 1:23 and see my big brother. I am Emmanuel. I am Anuel. Emmanuel, whose name means go with us. And ever since then, I've been looking up to him. And ever since then, I'm looking up and seeing my forefathers who made the three W's, the whole wide world. One more time. GWC. Wow. And everything I see from this day forward, GWC. One more time. Blacks. B-L-A-X, B-L-A-C-K. Blacks to blacks. Power. Blacks to black. Power. Blacks to black. Power. The people, men and women, W's, whole wide world. Asante Sana, thank you very much. Moji Gupenda, one love, Baraka, blessings. Amani Kutoka, you, peace from above.